Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. And the weather is making the news at this hour. Snow showers and blowing and drifting snow will create hazardous travel conditions at times today. Those snow showers are moving across the state. They'll diminish in central and north central Wisconsin by mid-afternoon. Accumulations will be light. As the snow diminishes, northwest winds will increase to 15 to 25 miles an hour. They will begin to produce some blowing and drifting of the snow and make travel difficult in some areas. If you're traveling across the area, be sure to allow extra time to reach your destination. And then there's a wind chill advisory that's going to be in effect that will kick in later today and will go into Friday. And we could see wind chills tonight in the 25 to 35 below range. But we'll let you know more about that coming up in a little bit. When a Stevens Point man showed up at a McDonald's restaurant expecting to pay $100 to have sex with an underage girl, he was greeted by police. Now Leo Pilot faces jail time when he is sentenced based on a plea agreement reached in April. Pilot agreed to pay the aunt of a 15-year-old girl the money to have sex with a teenager, but the aunt was really an undercover officer. Two charges were dropped, and those can be considered when he returns to Lincoln County Circuit Court for sentencing. And the DNR reports $808,000 it paid in wildlife damage claims in 2017 is actually less than a year before. The DNR denied payment on 18 of 249 claims because filers failed to meet the program's requirements or the appraisal didn't exceed the $500 deductible. Damage done by deer represented 81% of the appraised damages. Bear and geese accounted for the other 9% each. Vilas County Highway Commissioner Nick Schultes reported recently that 19 miles of Vilas County Highway B between Land O'Lakes and Presque Isle are in desperate need of upgrades. Schultes was addressing the County Highway Committee and proposing to bond for rebuilding the entire length under one contract in 2020. He says Highway B needs to be upgraded now, indicating that a 10 or 8-year bonding program could be possible. Schultes says there would be an estimated savings of 10% for bonding the entire length of the road construction instead of breaking it up over 4 or 5 years. The committee approved going forward with the bonding plan to the county board and to start work on a request for proposals for bidding the project for 2020 consideration. And the establishment of a third-party line of credit means Milwaukee will be ready to go if it's chosen to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Representatives were meeting with party leaders in Washington, D.C. at the same time Mayor Tom Barrett made the announcement. Wisconsin's largest city joins Miami Beach and Houston as the three finalists to host the giant event. The line of credit simply assures that taxpayers won't have to cover any possible deficit spending if the convention comes to Milwaukee. And again, the weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to be mostly cloudy with temperatures falling to about zero by 5 o'clock, some blowing and drifting of the snow, wind chill values 5 to 15 below, and winds will pick up to about 25 miles an hour. Tonight, patchy blowing snow before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 21 below and wind chills up to 35 below. Friday, sunny and cold, high near 2 below. Wind chills throughout the day, 30 to 40 below. Friday night, clear, low around 19 below, and wind chills 20 to 30 below. Saturday, a high near 5 above. Saturday night, 14 below. Sunday, a high near 2 below. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.